A big snowstorm continues in Minnesota, but a quieter weather pattern is expected to occur today from South Dakota into Nebraska. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. 25 to 27 inches of snow fell in the last couple of days across the areas from the Lake Andes area into Corsica areas of South Dakota, and that was just the greater snow amounts. Most of the Badlands reported between 12 and 18 inches, with several other areas reporting 18 to 25 inches. An impressive event, to say the least, and the heavy snow did occur southward into Nebraska. Well, most of the snow today and tonight, maybe even tomorrow, will be in central and southern Minnesota, as well as Wisconsin and upper Michigan. There will be a little bit of a backwash on this particular storm system into easternmost South Dakota for a little while today, and that might bring on another light amount of accumulation, maybe a dusting upwards to 2 or 3 inches at the absolute most. But most of the greater snows will be in Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, and upper Michigan. After we get done with the day tomorrow, we should be relatively dry across most of our region. A strong surface high pressure center will settle into the region, clear out the skies, give us some dry conditions. Of course, the storm system of the past couple of days had no impact on North Dakota or the northwestern part of Minnesota, and there were some areas in South Dakota's north that did not get impacted either. We will be mild to coolish as we go forward through these next few days. We do expect to see the high temperatures today in the teens and 20s for the most part. There will be a couple of upper single digit readings in a few spots, especially in northeastern portions of North Dakota. Looks like the high temperatures tomorrow will be in the teens and 20s as well, with the exception of the Black Hills area, which will be warmer. And we'll look for the very same kind of temperature regime to occur on Friday, Saturday, and maybe even on Sunday. Sunday's temperatures should be a little bit warmer, though we'll see more 20s than teens. Our nighttime temperatures are expected to slip back into the positive and negative single digits as we go forward through the next few nights, and it looks like that's still considered to be relatively close to normal for this time of the year, so that's about as cold as it's going to get. As we move forward through the end of this week and into the weekend, we do expect to see a little bit of a warming trend to take place. In fact, some would call it a rather dramatic warm-up. The temperatures should rise above average for a brief period of time, especially as we get out into next week. The temperature should be well above normal for a brief period of time. I do not see another significant precipitation event coming up for a while. The earliest possible time period that we could see such an event take place would be sometime during the middle to latter part of next week, but things do change rather quickly, so we'll keep a close eye on the situation. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.